This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. The Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee has an ambitious goal this year, regaining control of the U.S. House. WVXU's Howard Wilkinson joins me this morning to talk about the possibilities. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So is there any chance the Democrats could pick up one of the four Republican seats in Southwest Ohio and Northern Kentucky?
Well, the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, or DCCC as it's called, is looking all over the country for vulnerable Republican incumbents. And they need, you know, 24 to switch. But you know, I don't think Southwest Ohio and Northern Kentucky is really that fertile ground for them, because you've got some entrenched Republican incumbents who are sitting in the middle of very Republican districts, and it's going to be very difficult. It's not impossible, and there's at least one district where there's like a glimmer of hope for the Democrats, but it is not going to be easy for them.
So tell us about that district. Which one do you think is the best chance?
Well, the best chance is probably in the first congressional district, which is Steve Chabot's district, and it's basically western Hamlin County and all of Republican Warren County, very Republican Warren County. And Aftab Perival, the Hamlin County Clerk of Courts, is the Democratic candidate. Now, we know that he is capable of raising a whole lot of money. We know that he's a very good campaigner. We know how articulate he is, and that he's has a certain amount of charisma, and he surrounds himself with people who are very good at running campaigns. They see a glimmer of hope in that maybe he could, if he could squeeze out every possible Democratic vote in Hamlin County, and then pick up some of the Republicans in Warren County, like some of the more upscale college-educated Republicans who've moved into the county who may not like Donald Trump, and pick those people up, then maybe there's a narrow path for him to win. And that's, you know, going to be probably the most competitive of the races.
Brad Wenstrup is running for re-election in the 2nd District. Is there any chance for the Democrats there?
I don't know. They've got at least two Democratic candidates who are very good, very credible. Jill Schiller, who worked in the Office of Management and Budget in the Obama administration, and Janet Eberhard, who ran as a write-in candidate. She's a retired physician from New Richmond. But again, Brad Wenstrup has run for the seat now 3 times, and he's won by an average of 27 percentage points in those 3 elections. It's a Republican district. It is very hard, and you have to raise an enormous amount of money and have a very high profile as a Democratic candidate to make an impression. So it's very tough. I mean, I don't think it's going to be targeted at all by the DCCC.
What about Thomas Massie in Northern Kentucky?
Massey's sort of in the same boat. He's even further right than people. He makes people like Chabot and Wenstrup look almost like moderate Republicans. But he fits his district, and he's run twice. 2 years ago, he won with 71% of the vote. And the first time around, he won with 68% of the vote. I mean, it's just, you know, there are 3 Democrats who are going to be in the primary to take him on, but they're not the kind of household names that Massie has become, and probably won't have the kind of money that Massie will have. And it is just a very, very Republican and very conservative district.
And wrapping up very quickly, what about Warren Davidson in Butler County?
Same situation. He won the seat when John Boehner retired. There are several Democrats running in the primary against him, but this is real solid Republican country, and he fits it to a T. And there's no way that DCCC is going to target that.
Howard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. He joins me each Monday at this time. You can read his columns and his stories at WVXU.org.